About 60% of the potatoes produced in Maine and around the country are grown to supply the food service industries. But with everything from school cafeterias to sports concessions to in-flight meals canceled, potato farmers are facing uncertain times in what's already an uncertain business. And many say they are discouraged by what they're being offered by the USA in a federal aid, the USDA, in a federal aid package. Jennifer Mitchell recently visited Aroostook County with masks and a boom pole to see how farmers are coping.
Hi, we're taking all the precautions.
That's
as we are.
You got a lot of cameras there.
If you've ever flown on JetBlue and eaten some of the airline's signature blue potato chips as a snack, then you've eaten a potato grown by Dominic LaJoy.
A third of our business is for the blue chips.
That's a sizable chunk for the 1,300-acre family farm in Van Buren, just a short paddle over the river from Canada. LaJoy is vice president of the National Potato Council, and he belongs to the fourth of five generations to farm the same acreage in the St. John Valley.
Most of the crop was shoveled by hand. It was picked by hand. It was shoveled by hand through the winter.
The front of the business is a reminder of that heritage. Old forks and barrels used by LaJoy's grandparents are on display. We're not allowed to enter the modern workings of the plant at this time due to concerns over health and safety. But from the outside, you can see seed potatoes rumbling down a conveyor belt into the waiting trucks below. And while the airline market may be in trouble, LaJoy has been careful not to put all his potatoes in one basket. The business is spread among the processed, fresh produce and the seed markets, which he says may buffer him from some of the financial hits that many other farms are taking.
Growers tend to stick with one sector of the industry and base their operation in their farm on that sector. And so if you're not diverse and don't have options, it's going to be a struggle.
And then there's the timing issue. Potato growers like LaJoy hammer out sales contracts each spring with buyers such as chip and fry makers, grocery stores, and so on. Then, based on the buyer's orders, the farmer plans what varieties and how much to grow with payment on delivery. But right now, LaJoy says those buyers aren't buying.
We base our budget on receiving income based on these contracts, and the timeline has changed. So, if you're running a business on borrowed money, which mostly small businesses do, and your income time frame changes, then you're going to pay more interest on that money you borrow. So you lose on that side as well.
About an hour and a half down Route 1 in Holton, Erica Fitzpatrick Peabody, who grows mostly for the processing market, is both thanking and cursing the Maine weather for bringing spring snows to the county as recently as mid-May.
Go to a different farm, different soil type, see if that's more fit.
On the one hand, that snow has made the soil mushy and cold and delayed planting for the 2020 crop, which must go in despite the financial upheavals affecting the 2019 crop. But it's also helping in its own way. When May arrived, Fitzpatrick Peabody realized she was facing a 6 million pound pile of unsold potatoes in her storage shed that shouldn't have been there.
It's still there, and it's likely to be there for a bit. So we took our loader and we filled this area full of snow. We're not going to give up. We're not going to sit here and wait for a miracle. There's things we can do to extend the shelf life of those potatoes.
Fitzpatrick Peabody says the snow-cooled spuds will survive until the cooling equipment she's been obliged to order, another unexpected cost, can arrive. She's also using products to prevent the potatoes from sprouting, but the longer they sit, the bigger her losses will be. She's already planning to reduce new acreage this season by about 10%.
You know, we don't know the impact rate yet. It's going to take a while.
Don Flannery, executive director of the Maine Potato Board, says it's so hard to predict the final losses because no one knows what the market will do, whether food service will rebound fast enough, whether events will go forward, or whether further outbreaks of COVID-19 will cause more upheaval.
We know already that in most cases they're not going to open up and have full capacity in these restaurants, or people are going to show up at the numbers they were. So we know it's going to be a slower uphill trudge to get back up to where the volume we were at.
Another question yet to be answered, says Flannery, is whether potato growers will feel much positive impact from federal relief measures. So far, Congress has approved a buyout program through which the USDA would purchase $3 billion in various surplus meat, dairy, and crops for a food box program. About $461 million of that is set aside for fresh fruits and vegetables. Then there are the direct payouts to farmers, which growers have been waiting for. Farmers can apply for this part of the aid starting on May 26th until August 28th. For that program, the USDA is allocating $2.1 billion for what it terms specialty crops. That includes potatoes, along with most all other produce you'd find at the store. Under this section of the aid plan, potato farmers nationwide will be offered 1 penny per pound of product that sat in storage from mid-January to mid-April.
Is that going to be less than what the contracted price
is? Oh, gracious, yeah. You know, across the board, when we looked at the economic impact to growers, the farm gate loss to growers, we based it on a $10 price.
But the relief payment amounts to $1 per hundredweight, which Flannery says is not nearly enough to make an impact for growers who may have lost much of their income for the year. He predicts that Maine farmers could be left with more than 100 million hundredweight of unsold spuds. And he's worried that with virtually every crop nationwide, from avocados to zucchini, all clamoring for the same $2 billion, any payout is likely to be thinner than a kettle-cooked potato chip. Back in Van Buren, Dominic LaJoy says the industry was already facing down fickle weather, blights, and low-carb diets before coronavirus came along. And with the average age of a farmer in the U.S. now standing at 58, LaJoy says he's also worried about the future.
Is this going to entice younger generations to step in? Not when times are like this. You know, there's got to be more stability and more financial stability for young people to really want to step in and do this kind of work.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.